And now here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday the 6th of October. There are warnings of gales in Fisher, German Bight, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at 1800. High Biscay, 1030, expected South Portland, 1027 by 1800 Monday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, northwesterly 3 to 5 at first in North Utsira, otherwise southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, northwesterly 5 to 7, backing westerly, then southwesterly 3 to 5. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. West, backing southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and later. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest, 6 to gale 8, backing west, occasionally southwest later, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Northwest 4 to 6, backing west or southwest 3 to 5. Showers, good. Biscay, variable 2 to 4 at first in north, otherwise easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 for a time in south. Showers, good. Trafalgar, north 3 to 5, but cyclonic mainly east 5 to 7 near the Strait of Gibraltar. Showers, good. South Fitzroy, northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in east, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in west. Fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west backing southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time in Irish Sea. Showers, mainly good. Shannon, southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in west and north. Rain later, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Rockall and later elsewhere, becoming westerly 4 to 6 later in west Rockall. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west 5 to 7 later. Rain then showers, moderate or good. Fair Isle, Faroes, southwest 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in west, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in south. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Stornoway, southwest by south, 4. Rain, 8 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Lerwick, west by south, 5. 7 miles, 1004, now falling. Wick Automatic, southwest, 3. 12 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Aberdeen, south-southwest, 2. 22 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Lucas, west by south, 4. 16 miles, 1013, now falling. Bulmer, west by south, 11 miles, 1014, rising more slowly. Bridlington, west-southwest, 1. 1017, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west, 6. 11 miles, 1020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 5, 5 miles, 1023. St Catherine's Point Automatic, west by north 4, 1023, rising more slowly. Jersey, northwest 4, 14 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west northwest 4, 5 miles, 1026. Scilly Automatic, west northwest 3. 8 miles, 1026, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, west-northwest, 3. 16 miles, 1023, rising more slowly. Aberporth, west by north, 4. 22 miles, 1,023, rising more slowly. Valley, west-southwest, 4, 24 miles, 1,021, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, west by south, 5, mist, 3 miles, 1,020, rising more slowly. Valencia, southwest by south, 3, 7 miles, 1,024, now falling. Ronald's Way, west-southwest, 5, 12 miles, 1,019, now rising. Malin Head, southwest, 6, recent drizzle, 8 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, southwest by west, 5, rain, 2 miles, 1,016, rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Sunday the 5th of October. The general situation. A ridge of high pressure will build across southern areas, giving some mainly fair weather and lighter winds in the south, but Atlantic fronts will bring rain to the west at times and strong winds or gales are expected in the north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, west of Orkney. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West backing southwest 4 to 6. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest veering northwest later 4 or 5. Rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 for a time. Rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Rain for a time, mainly in north, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northwesterly backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Mainly fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West to southwest 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West backing southwest 4 to 6. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Westerly backing southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time in south. Rain at first, moderate or good. Isle of Man. West or southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain at first, then mainly fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. West backing southwest 4 to 6. Rain at first, then mainly fair. Moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southwesterly 4 to 6. Rain at first, then mainly fair. Moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwesterly 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 later in west. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles. Southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later in west. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Time to give you a brief summary of the general weather forecasts across the UK. And the longer outlook suggests that it's going to settle down over the next couple of weeks, and we'll see a lot of dry weather with much lighter winds. But we're not quite there yet. And over the next 24 hours or so, there will be further rain at times across the more northern and western parts of the UK. In general, further south and east across the country, it'll be drier, it'll be brighter, there'll be lighter winds, and it'll be warmer as well, particularly across southeastern parts of England on Monday. Here, with some sunshine, temperatures will get up into the high teens, perhaps approaching 20 degrees, but progressively cloudier and breezier further north and west across the country. And here we're likely to see some outbreaks of rain, particularly across the north and west of Scotland. And here the winds will be quite strong at times. So as I mentioned, we're not quite there yet in terms of the weather settling down, but further on into October, as I say, things will start to settle down with lighter winds. So an autumnal mix. We're reaching the end of our day's broadcasting here on Radio 4. Plenty to keep you company over on Radio 4 Extra. Desert Island Discs Revisited, with Stephen Fry sharing his musical choices with Kirsty Young. We'll be back on air at 5 o'clock in the morning with my colleague Alan Smith. But that's it for the day on Radio 4. This is John Hammond in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you are, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
Welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Ankur Desai. Cases of sextortion are on the rise, tricking teens into sending nudes or sexual images. The scammers that threaten to publish them show little remorse.
Why do you target young boys?
Because
their sex drive is so high. Young guys are scared of the pictures being released to their class groups, their parents and their friends.
We have a special BBC investigation also.
Portland is burning to the ground. Politicians are afraid for their lives. That's the only reason they say like there's nothing happening.
The governor of California says he'll take legal action to stop President Trump from deploying troops to a Democrat-run city in Oregon. Also, Donald Trump urges everyone involved in Gaza peace efforts to move fast with indirect talks due in Egypt later. And
the nuttiness, the texture and the creaminess of that oat is very special. So I think I owe a lot to the oat I brought with me.
How an oat made popular by the Vikings won the World Porridge Championships. All of that to follow this world news update.
Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. President Trump has urged everyone involved in efforts to end the war in Gaza to move fast, warning that massive bloodshed will follow if they fail. His comment came ahead of indirect talks between Israel and Hamas in Egypt due to begin on Monday. Earlier, the US Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, urged Israel to stop bombing Gaza, saying hostages could not be released in the middle of strikes. He also said changes inside Gaza would take time.
I mean, let's be realistic here. You can't just set up a sort of new governance structure inside of Gaza in 72 hours. It's going to take some time to do it. The important thing is that there's a plan. It's being executed. It has the money. It has the support. It has the expertise, and that it's moving forward and everyone has agreed to the parameters of it.
A Hamas delegation has arrived in Egypt. The talks will focus on a ceasefire and the release of the remaining Israeli hostages, a key demand by Mr. Trump. President Trump says his policy of attacking alleged drug cartel boats off the Venezuelan coast has been so effective that US forces could now target cartel operations on land. Speaking at Naval Station Norfolk in the state of Virginia to commemorate the US Navy's 250th birthday, he praised its work.
With your help, we will fight, fight, fight. We will win, win, win. Because of you, our Navy and our country will always be proud and righteous and mighty and free. Congratulations once again on 250 years of total dominance. Sail fast. Stay strong. Thank you. God bless our sailors and God bless the United States of America. Thank you very much, everybody.
Chinese state media say 350 adventurers stranded by blizzard conditions near Mount Everest have been rescued, but hundreds more remain trapped. The remaining hikers and climbers are to be evacuated in stages. Laura Bicker in Beijing.